Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Ben Olson, that's Nathan Fox. We're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. We have an email here from Selena.
Selena says, "Hi, Ben and Nathan. I just took PT-54 and felt the best I ever have felt in terms of mastering the test and it feeling easy. Below are my accuracy results. On reading comp, I got 18 out of 19, which led to 20 points out of 27 points on the section." I'm going to start right there and say, Selena, you get it. You really get it.
Yeah.
Look what Selena did there, Ben.
Yeah.
How do you get paid 20 points when you only did 19 questions worth of work?
Yeah, you guessed on the last.
Well, you did your work properly and got paid on the way there. So 18 out of 19 accuracy. There's one there, Selena, that I know you are thoroughly reviewing and making sure you understand not only why the right answer is right, but why the wrong answer is wrong. There's something wrong about that answer, and you really have to figure out how that answer is wrong. But 18 out of 19, that's awesome. You are getting paid for the work you're doing. And then you also got paid. You actually got a little bit unlucky on the guesses on that section because you guessed on 8 questions and only got one of them right. Slightly under par there. But anyway, oh no, sorry, two guesses, actually a slightly lucky, slightly over par, because it's two guesses on the section, two guesses out of 8 questions. That's a little slightly lucky, 25% instead of 20% on your guesses. But the point is, Selena got one more point than even questions she attempted. And that's what should be happening if you're focusing on accuracy properly. On LR, Selena did it again, 21 out of 22 attempted, 21 out of 26 on the section. So Selena got unlucky on guesses on the LR. On games, 23 out of 23. I really thought I scored in the high 160s, which would be my highest PT yet. But to my surprise, these results only landed me a 165. I've been PTing around 164 since November of 2023 and just can't seem to overcome this. Ben, you just did your head sideways like a
It's a long time.
Golden Retriever.
It's a very small like score, right? PTing around 164. Usually people have like, I guess I'm just not sure what that means.
It's just that people are so hyper-focused on the 120 to 180 score. I wish I could get people off of that. Mm-hmm. Like your best way to improve by 20 points is to forget about your 120 to 180 score entirely and just stay focused on accuracy. Selena, you're doing everything right. You just got to clean up. You know, you made one mistake on RC. You made one mistake on LR. There probably were one or two other questions where you weren't really 100% sure. Your skills are good. Your skills are improving, but your skills are not perfect. You need to really review all of your mistakes and you need to just keep going. But instead, people are like, oh no, I was expecting this, but I only got that. And it's like, yeah, well, the scoring scale changes from test to test.
Yeah.
There's some randomness in the world. If you would have gotten one more guess correct, this is probably a 166, and now you're feeling happy. I don't know. Like, let me finish.
Sure. Yeah.
Serious frustrations and doubts are starting to creep in as I am extremely happy with how I performed, yet the final result is not what I thought nor wanted. Any tips on how to power through this as the April test is just around the corner? Thanks.
Okay, I can see why Selena wants to take the April and June tests because she's so good at games. She doesn't want to miss out on those opportunities that are going to be going away. But you can only improve as fast as you can improve. You're doing what you need to do. You're just going to have to keep focusing on those questions that you're missing. I wonder if Selena is doing the questions that she guesses on when the section is over. She's at a place where she certainly could.
Just to do them, to make sure that you can get those ones right too, to understand that the ones that are coming are also manageable.
Yeah.
But don't rush to try to get there, Selena. I mean, The recipe, because someone like Selena, who thinks that she should be scoring in the high 160s, which she will if she stays focused on accuracy. Selena, it's also very possible for you to score 155 on the April test. if you change what you've been doing.
Yeah.
So this idea of powering through to the April test, all I want you to do is just try to do your next test the exact same way you did this test. Because if you continue really high accuracy and guess on everything else, and it seems like you're just a rock star at the games potentially, then you're a great bet for April, you're a great bet for June, and you're going to keep getting better at RC and LR. So you're also a great bet for August and beyond, even when the games go away. But the recipe for a 155 is that you worry so much about the scores, the 120 to 180 LSAT scores, and you just can't get your head, you can't get out of your own way, basically. And it's like you're holding the steering wheel too tight and just drive right off a cliff because you're not like moving.
Yeah. You know, I want to say one more thing about the scores. She says, I've been PTing around 164 since November, and it's the beginning of April now. So, yeah, it might feel like a long time of staying in this range if that's what's actually happened. I would invite you to look at your numbers more closely to see if there is more of an upward trend than you're recognizing. But the thing that I think people don't realize is that if she got a 164 in November, it's very possible that that was the best she could have done.
Right. Right.
And a 164 now is really the worst, or, you know, near the bottom of her range.
Right.
So there's this feeling of no progress, but in reality, your floor has moved up and your likelihood of performing poorly has dropped significantly. Unless, like you said, Nathan, she changes.
You do something different.
Doing. Yeah.
Yeah. People, I don't know. Sometimes I'll write on the whiteboard, you know, and I'll like write a bell curve. And then I'll say, okay, so this is you always. You're always going to have a bell curve of scores.
Mm-hmm.
But that bell curve is going to slide to the right as you prep. So, Selena, you think you've been scoring in the 164, around 164 since November of 2023. And I believe you. But the curve has been moving, as Ben said. You're becoming a better and better bet to score higher than that. But the individual data points within the range, they're not all going to move at the same time. It's not like in every 10 tests, you're going to get two good ones, two bad ones, and six mediocre ones. Again, like Ben said, that first 164 that you ever saw, at some point, that was the highest you had ever scored. Holy shit, 164, that's great. I'm really making progress. Yeah.
And also, you were, I'm really there. Making progress. Like, I'm at 164 now, right? People, that's how they think about it. And
that was a number within your range. It's likely that that was your best performance available to you on that day. You know, you got the positive end of the bell curve. And then the bell curve continues to slide, and you see lots more 164s. But those could be worse days. And now, yeah, again, the most recent, which by the way was a 165. Look at how negative people are, Ben.
Yeah.
This is somebody who scored higher and is disappointed because it wasn't more higher than that.
Mm-hmm.
165, Selena, is probably like right in the middle of your range right now. You don't know that it's not, because you can't really tell the whole range just from some trials within the range.
Yeah.
You can only like make estimates. And I would say that your range is higher than you think it is, especially because this is good evidence. 18 out of 19 on RC completed, 21 out of 22 on LR completed. Perfect logic games.
Yeah.
That's a high 160s type of student.
Yeah.
It's just, I can't guarantee it on any one individual trial.
Yep.
And you really shouldn't try. You just should plan on firing your bullets. Shoot those shots, Selena. You're definitely ready for it.
Thanks for writing. Email daily at lsatdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.